Chapter 1 of the Incredible Journey continued. His slanted, almond-shaped eyes, sunk deep within their pinkish rims, were closed. One large triangular ear caught the firelight, flushing the insides a delicate pink, so it appeared almost translucent. Anyone unaccustomed to the rather particular points of Bull Terrier beauty would not have thought him a strange, if not downright ugly dog. With the naked, down-faced arch of his profile, his deep-chested, stocky body, and whip-tapered tail. But the true lover of an ancient and honorable breed would have recognized the blood and bone of this elderly and rather battered body, would have known that in his prime this had been a magnificent specimen of compact sinew and muscle, bred to fight and endure, and would have loved him for his curious mixture of wicked, unyielding fighter, yet devoted and docile pet, and above all for the irrepressible air of sly merriment which gleamed in his little slant eyes. He twitched and sighed often in his sleep, as old dogs will, and for once his stubby tail, with the bare patch on the last joint, was still. By the door lay another dog, nose on paws, brown eyes open and watchful, in contrast to the peacefulness radiated by the other occupants of the room. This was a large, red-gold Labrador retriever, a young dog, with all the heritage of his sturdy working forebears and his powerful build, broad, noble head, and deep, blunt, gentle mouth. He lifted his head as Longridge rose from the chair, depositing the cat, with an apologetic pat, on the floor, and carefully moving his foot from under the old dog's head before walking across the room to draw one of the heavy curtains and look out. An orange moon was rising just above the trees at the far end of the garden, and a branch of an old lilac tree tap-tapped in the light wind against the window pane. It was bright enough outside to see the garden in clear detail, and he noticed how the leaves